Appendix. Improving as a Christ-like teacher, a personal evaluation. The Apostle Paul encouraged the saints in his day to, quote, examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves, end quote. See 2 Corinthians 13:5. As teachers, we too should evaluate our strengths and weaknesses so that we can always be improving in our ability to help learners build faith in Jesus Christ and become more like Him. As you seek to improve, remember the Lord's promise, quote, because thou hast seen thy weakness, thou shalt be made strong, end quote. See Ether 12:37. Be patient with yourself and seek the Savior's strengthening power to become the kind of teacher He knows you can be.
The following activity can help you apply principles of Christ-like teaching. Read each statement below and consider how well it describes you as a teacher. Choose the most appropriate response for each. Number 1 equals rarely, and number 2 equals sometimes, 3 equals often, and 4 equals almost always. Then, as guided by the Spirit, prayerfully select a few things you would like to improve. Set some goals, and use the sections of this resource to help you improve. Return to this activity periodically to evaluate your progress. Love those you teach. I pray for those I teach. I express my love to the people I teach. I understand the needs and experiences of those I teach. When I prepare to teach, I focus more on the people I am teaching than on making a presentation. As prompted by the Spirit, I alter my plans in order to address learners' questions and needs rather than trying to cover everything I have prepared. I reach out to those who are not attending class. Teach by the Spirit. I pray for the guidance of the Spirit in my life and in my efforts as a teacher. I strive to live worthy of the companionship of the Holy Ghost. I listen for spiritual promptings as I prepare and as I teach, and I have the faith to adjust my plans accordingly. I bear my testimony to those I teach. I help those I teach to recognize the Spirit's influence. I begin preparing at least 1 week in advance, and I record spiritual impressions that I receive. The environment in my classroom invites the Spirit. Teach the doctrine. My teaching is centered on the Scriptures and the words of Latter-day Prophets. As appropriate, I use stories, music, artwork, and other appropriate resources to help those I teach understand doctrines. When difficult questions arise, I respond in ways that build faith. Invite diligent learning. I help those I teach become responsible for their own learning. I ask questions that encourage pondering. I invite learners to share their insights and testimonies and to strengthen one another. I ask follow-up questions to encourage learners to think more deeply about gospel principles. I help learners find answers to their questions rather than answering all their questions for them. I provide opportunities for all learners to participate in discussions. I invite learners to act on what they learn as guided by the Spirit. I follow up on invitations to act, and I ask learners to share their experiences. I encourage learners to study the Scriptures on their own and with their families. Quote, and if men come unto me, I will show unto them their weakness. I give unto men weakness, that they may be humble. And my grace is sufficient for all men that humble themselves before me. For if they humble themselves before me, and have faith in me, then will I make weak things become strong unto them. End quote. From Ether chapter 12, verse 27.